All right, there's Zion Nusagir. I mean, it's, we're going back to, we're going to take up the Chatzishir now, we're head on. Up to now, it's just been referenced in terms of the explaining the Lashon of the Mishnah. But now the Gemara comes back to the question of Chatzishir itself, the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay, go ahead. Gufa, Chatzishir. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzishir is Osir Midoraisa. And Reish Lakish says it's Mutter Min HaTorah. Mutter Min HaTorah. I mean, you have like a certain reaction, like we have like a, it's hard to accept Reish Lakish. Just, I don't know, emotionally maybe. It's hard to believe. Mutter. Mutter is a strong word. Mutter means mutter. Means you could mean to be absolutely nothing wrong midoraisa with having a half a size of a pork. Right. I mean, what about the timtum aleif? I guess in small portions. It's. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur Min HaTorah. Why? So this is the famous Chazi L'Tzarufi. Since it's Chazi L'Tzarufi, what does that mean?
So it could become whole?
It's right. It's a roiv to join up, right? To have a tziruf and make up the rest of the shir. So since it's Chazi L'Tzarufi, it's possible to join it. In other words, if you eat half a kezias of chazer, so it's possible to finish it. To finish the kezias. So what you're eating is fit for joining with the rest of the shear. So therefore, Isura Ko'ochil. He must have eaten Isser. He ate Isser. Okay, that sounds good. Reish Lakish.
Reish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTorah. Achila Amar Rachmana Veleka. So it's because the pasuk says Achila.
Right.
You're eating actually do Achila.
Right. So they're not arguing about that, no? Right? I mean, everybody seems to agree that when it says Lo Sochal in the Torah, it's referring to a kezias. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. So Reish Lakish sounds like he has a good argument now. Torah says, don't eat. Okay? Nibbling is not eating. Tasting is not eating. That's not called the eating. Eating has to be a certain chush of shir. You didn't eat. Eating is a certain quality of eating. Right? And by the way, for Yom Kippur, the shear is bigger than the kezias, because that goes by the inyan of inui. Right? So a person isn't considered to have eaten unless he has a kezias. So the Torah is saying, don't perform achila to the iser, or with the iser. So less than the kezias is not achila. Less than the kezias is not achila. So therefore, it's just simply not included in the Isser in the Torah. The Torah is very specific. Go ahead.
Yeah, quick question?
Yeah.
So when we say that it's not reality to it, or?
Right, no, it's not Chatzishir Dafka, is that your question?
Well, not just that, but what's the difference between a Shir and a Chatzishir in terms of, in reality, how do you, is it an experiential difference, or is it we just have a halachic determination that Chatzishir is?
Well, the shear is reflects some true difference. Is it there has to be a shear. There is a difference between someone just having a little taste of something and then eating it. Shear malach lemosh misinei. Where the line? Where do we draw the line exactly for what's considered to be the where the snack ends and the eating begins? That's alach lemosh misinei. Shear malach lemosh misinei. It was kavu et kezayis. I'm saying, will everybody really experience a difference if they have a kezayis in mind? Tenths of a kezayis? Not necessarily, but it reflects a different idea.
So,
So at this point, what do you have? At this point, you have like a svara for Rabbi Yochanan, and then Reish Lakish just doesn't take his svara. Okay, so you have two psukim in the Tzav. Daber el b'nei Yisrael lemar. Kol chelev shor v'chesev v'eiz lo so chelev. That's one pasuk. That's the azhara. Right? You always have to have an azhara and then an onesh. So here you have the azhara. Don't eat any chelev of the behemoth. And then it says, v'chelev nevela v'treifa. Okay, that's next, I'm sorry. Then the pasuk after says, ki kol ochel chelev min ha-behema asher yakrev mimena yishel Hashem v'nichrso nefesh ocheles me'ameha. That's the onesh. Alright? So first you have kol chelev lo so chelev, and then you have ki kol ochel chelev v'nichrso. Okay. So what's who is this? This is Rabbi Yochanan. It has a kasha on Reish Lakish from this Sifri, right? So this is Rashi's Sifri. Okay, go ahead.
With the Rashi.
Read the Gemara again. Ein li elo.
Kevin the Chazir is true basis or ka'afil.
Next one. Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Two lines in. Okay, so all I would say is that whatever is included in the Onesh is included in the Azhara, meaning whatever is punishable, that is exactly what is Asar. Right? There's the what's punishable and what is Asar are the same. Right? Go ahead. Okay, so the koi and the chatzi shir are not in the onesh, so I would say there's no isra on them either. The koi is a strange case, but we'll have to come back to another time. Good, it's basically a mix between a chaya and a behema. Only the chelev of a behema is asr, the chelev of chaya is mutter, but the koi is somewhere in between. Good.
So tamad lomar kol chelev.
Kol chelev. Yeah, so that's the brisa. What does Rashi say? How's it work? Ella ochel. All right. So the question over here is, what's the shear of the? How do you know the shear by the onesh is, right? Because by the onesh it says ki kol ochel chelev. So the kol is not modifying the how much you're eating. It's talking about the person. So anyone who eats chelev. Yeah, but it uses the term ochel, which refers to a kezias. So whoever consumes a kezias of chelev is nichrsa, right? So I would say al pisvara that whoever is punished, that the shear for punishment is a shear for iser. But the Torah says a riboy. It says what? Kol chelev lo so chelev. Don't eat any amount of chelev. Right? And Rashi says, that's the difference between the kol by the onesh and the kol by the azara. By the onesh, the kol is not going on chelev, it's going on the eater. Kol ochel. But on the azara, it's going on the chelev. Kol chelev. Afilu kol shu. Yeah. So that's a powerful raya. It's a powerful raya. Brisa says explicitly that you might say the onesh, the shear of onesh is the shear of the iser. Talmud lomar kol chelev lo so chelev. So what would that mean? All right. Even a kol shu is also in the Torah. And what does Reish Lakish say? He says that's Rosh's midrabanan. Cross machta balma. Okay. So again, he's not impressed. Okay, but let's see if we can understand the machlokas a little bit better. So what's strange about Rabbi Yochanan? This is something that the Tosis, the regular Tosis takes up. Tosis Rishonim also takes up a little bit. What's strange about the Tosfos, about the Rabbi Yochanan? Right. Is he learning it from a Svara or is he learning it from a Limud? He has two things. First, he says it's a Svara of Chazal Tzerufi. But then when he wants to prove it against him, when he wants to disprove Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, he learns a drush from a Pasuk.
Why can't you have both?
Do you need both? That's the question. Pasuk is, if he's got the Pasuk already. Right. Okay, so like this. He quotes the idea of Chazi Litzdrufi. He says, Mihu ikar taimad Rabbi Yochanan didarshli lekomon mikra, the kol chelev. So he's funny. He says, the ikar drasha is really, his ikar reason is really from the Pasuk. Of Kol Chelev. Yeah. I mean, Tosis says a similar thing. Right? The top Tosis. He says, Tamali, Amai lo k'omer mitayim ad b'samach, the Kol Chelev, l'rabas chatzi shir. The Rabbi Yochanan yoda li b'raisa, da b'samach k'mosav mina. So we also, same question, why didn't he open up with the drasha? He knew it, he knew the b'raisa. Right? We don't automatically say every Amora knows every b'raisa. But he definitely knew this brisa because he used it as a question. He says, "Yesh lomar zelahachi itzrich leil Rabbi Yochanan lifirushi haytaima mishum dei mikra dekol chelav havamina ikur kro lekoi itzrich v'chatzi shemid rabbanon yasmachu akra." Because he knew that if he just went with the brisa alone, Reish Lakish would say the drasha is really essentially on the koi. And the Rabbanan just threw in the Chatzi Shir as an asmachta. Aval hashta the koma taima the chazi litzdrufi svarahu mehai taima svarahu mehai taima the drasha gemuri l'chatzi shir. So it's a funny thing.
So he kind of brought in his svara to solidify the
right. Now it was just stama drasha without the reasoning behind the drasha. He knew that Reish Lakish could wiggle out of the drasha. So what does that show you? What does that show you? You have to have a svara when you're learning a drasha. Right? If the drasha was just presented with no svara, then he would say, well, it's not necessarily referring to that. Once he gives him the svara, now it makes sense why the drasha should be referring to that. Problem is, he didn't like the svara. It's a little unclear what's going on here, right?
It's really saying, good question.
Right. I mean, Nisan is saying that it's just Rabbi Yochanan himself, that without this svara, you can't say for sure that the drasha is, he himself would not have necessarily said the drasha is referring to Chatzi Shir. Because the two things, that are coming in. Because there are two things that are coming in, the koi and the chatzir. Let's go a little further. Okay, let's take the Tosfos Shem. So he says like this. He has a powerful question. Either way, Tosfos or Tosfos Shem, they're both saying that basically the svara sets up the drasha, right? The svara sets up the drasha. So the real source is from the drasha. Svar alone, he wouldn't have said it. The real source is from the drasha.
So why did he do that in that order?
Because he was explaining why he learns he's explaining the sense of saying Chatzi Shir. Once there is a sense to it, that doesn't prove that it's true. A lot of things make sense, but doesn't mean that they exist. Something could be a sensible idea, doesn't mean that it was actually done. Right? Just take a look at this country. A lot of sensible ideas, nothing's done. So it could be a sensible idea, doesn't mean it was done. Right? But if you have a sensible idea and then you see that something is done, something is included, now it's mustava that that's the thing that was included. Now, as a reboy extends the category. We'll have to talk about it a little more. But basically, as a reboy work, a reboy means that you have in the plain shot of the pasuk, it's referencing a certain category, right, like behema. And then there are things that are, we could say, associated to it. Now, let's say you have three. Let's take the koi as an example. So you have three. You have three things. You have the behema. That's what the Torah is specifically referring to. You have chaya, which is specifically excluded. And there does exist this third middle ground case of the koi that doesn't fit neatly into chaya or behema. So it's not specifically referenced by the term behema, but it's not necessarily in chaya either. So if the Torah says behema is usur and something else, so it's mustava that it's including that which was similar to behema, but not explicitly in the category itself, right? It's not going to include oaf. That's not even associated to behema. But you have a category of riboy is always going to include that which is associated with the category that we're referring to. Yeah. Okay. So getting back to Tosafot Shem. So now he's like this. You're gonna take the way Reish Lakish learns. What comes out of this? It comes out that you have the drasha of kol chelev is marbe in the iser, even a kol shu. Right, without the word kol, I would just say achila is defined by kezias. Kol is a riboy to say even a kol shu. So let me ask you, what do you think? If a person eats a mashu of chelev, what is he over? Right? I mean, so pashtus, you'd say he's over an iser chelev. In other words, behema, chelev shor v'chesev eiz lo so chelev would mean a kezias. Kol is including into it less than a kezias. And then the onus is only on the kezias. That's it. But it would seem that the pasuk is simply expanding the category from, or contracting, depends how your mind looks at things, the category from kezias to a kol shul.
But that's only in regard to chelev, right?
That's a good question. It's only in regard to chelev.
So
then
I was bringing down as a proof.
Okay. And then you're going to have to say, it's a general, it's like a binyan av. Any achila, they learn this as a binyan av. It's like a paradigm. Okay, but anyway, something strange happens over here. So that's what Tosafot Shem says. It's like this. If you're going to tell me he really is learning from the pasuk of kol, imkein malki nami laki. He should get malkus, because now it turns out when a person eats a kol shu, he's not going to get kares, that's fine. Kares is only when the Torah specifically says onish kares. But malkus is every time you're over a lav. It just has to be a lav, sheish bo maisa. Right? So if you're going to tell me now, when the person ate a kol shehu, he violated the iser chelev, because the Torah expanded the category of the azharas chelev to a kol shehu. So then he should get malkus. Right? The kol chelev, that's the plain shot of the whole brisa. That's exactly what it's doing. V'kasha, but now that sets up a problem. So if you remember yesterday, we were discussing that the Mishnah in Mako says that Rabbi Shimon holds you get malchus on a kol shu. And kezias is only for carbon. But the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan say no. Malchus is also only on a kezias. So now, if you're going to tell me that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan really come down to this position, that Reish Lakish now that Rabbi Yochanan basically holds, whenever it says achil in the Torah in terms of the lav, it means kol shehu, then it turns out he's exactly like Rabbi Shimon. And when Reish Lakish says no, he's like the Rabbanan. So generally speaking, whenever the Gemara finds Amorayim arguing, and it turns out to be a Machlokas Tanayim, the Gemara always throws it back and says, this machlokas amroim is really the same as machlokas anayim. But the Gemara doesn't do that over here. The ode to Rabbi Yochanan Gufay Ka'amar B'Gemara Perek Shlosh Aminen Hu Perek Eilu Ovrin Kol Isurim Sheva Torah Ein Hetem Estayif L'Isr Chutz Me Isuri Nazir. Furthermore, Rabbi Yochanan himself says that we never say Heter is Mitzdarif L'Isr except for by Nazir. So what does that mean? It means to say when you need a Shir Kezias and the Nazir dips his bread into the wine, and combined between the wine and the bread is a Shir Kezias, then he'll get Malkus. But nowhere else do we combine together the Heter and the Isser to form the Shir Kezias for Malkus. But if he holds, you get Malkus on a Kolshu, there's no Shaychus to Heter Mistarif. As a Mistarif Isser, there's never an issue. Rabbi Shimon would never have Heter Mistarif. To Mistarif to what? There's no Tzir to a Kolshu. Right? So that's just clear that he doesn't hold it. Vi chatzi shir loki tzirif lamali. What do you need tzirif for? You get malchus on the chatzi shir. You only need a tzirif to build up to a shir kezayis. Okay.
And the rabbanim is still going to get malchus, but they hold us.
Yeah.
So how
do we shlofish? Lav kushi. Okay. Va'omer Rebbe the lav kushi, dekulu kirabonan svirlu. Right. This gets into your question. Everybody really holds like the Rabbanan, namely no Malkus on a Kol Shu. Midalo shani le reish lakish hacha hi k'Rabbi Shimon, va'ana d'amri k'Rabbanan. A little bit complicated, right? But he's saying if Rabbi Yochanan was really putting forth Rabbi Shimon's shita, then reish lakish could have just said, yeah, that price is Rabbi Shimon. What do you bring me a raya from that price? To Rabbi Shimon's sheet, that, yeah, I know there is a sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and this must be him. But no, the Braisa wasn't saying in terms of Malkus. So it can't be Rabbi Shimon. So then it must be the Rabbanon, and then it's Akasha and Reish Lakish. Okay? El al korcha chochaling in Isura dikra, in Isura. It's only in terms of Isser. Dikra dikol chelev lo mairi ella beisr ba'alma. This is where it gets a little strange. It's just referring to an isr ba'alma. What does that mean, isr ba'alma, as opposed to what? As opposed to an isr chelev. As opposed to an isr chelev.
Never did that.
Yep, it's difficult, right? That's what they say in the name of Rav Chaim, right? You know that? Yeah. That's what they say
it's
in the name of Rav Chaim. Right. They say Rav Chaim said, Chatzi Shir is not an Isser Chelev. Right, Chazil Tzrufi is the Isser itself. It's not simply reducing the Shir of the Lav. But it's a separate lav itself. And that means mefurish in this. Tosas also, other Tosas in Shas. You don't just have the Tosas Shon. Regular Tosas also say that in other places. Now, he's like this. We'll skip to the next rai. He's like this. Miu kasha la rabbinu elchonon. Demai shno de hocha. Lo yolof mikol chelev ela iser azhara ba'alma velo malchus. How come by this pasuk of kol chelev we only learn a warning in general, no malchus, but by psachim we learn kol machmetzes lo so chelu to include taroves and nuksha, and then you get malchus. So what's the difference between the kol of machmetzes, which includes other kinds of chelev, and the kol of, I'm sorry, other kinds of chametz, and the kol chelev of mashu. All right, so let's just take a step back. Let's just forget about the details over here. What do you think about the basic question of Chazilitz Derufi? The machlok is over here. Chazilitz Derufi or not? Well, just Chazilitz Derufi itself. What is that saying, Chazilitz Derufi? So I mentioned to you yesterday that it's clear from the statement Chazilitz Derufi itself that it means there is something to be mitzdaref to. In other words, if you're going to tell me the reason why a chatzishir is usher is because it could join up to something else, right? That means that the something else that it could join up to is different than what you're doing. In other words, if chazilitz derufi, doesn't make sense logically to say chazilitz derufi undoes kezias, because then you're turning it into something that the argument is turning it into something new. In other words, let me put it this way. If I say, why can't you eat the half a kezias? Because you might come to eat because you could come to eat the full kezias. So what does that mean? Implicit, it means that the real isser is the full kezias. And the only problem here is that you could come to the real isser. But if you now turn the chatzishir into the real isser, then you just destroyed your argument. Right? So just the very concept of chatzishir, of a chazilitz derufi, it would seem implicitly puts it on a different level than the shir of kezias.
It seems like the derisa level.
Let me ask you a question from a very smart man. Okay? Rav Kivi Eger's question. He says like this. Requires a little bit of facts. Okay? The fact is like this. According to the Rambam, what's the shear of tziruf for a kezias? Okay? It's not according to the Rambam, it's according to everybody. What's the shear tziruf of a kezias? Is a kezias b'kedei achilas pras. So what does that mean? It means to say that when am I considered to have eaten a kezias, the achila of a kezias? As long as I consume the full kezias in the amount of time it takes to eat a big loaf of bread, let's say. Whatever it is exactly. In other words, I eat half a kezias in the morning and half a kezias at night. All I did was two half kezaisim. I never ate a kezias. If I eat half a kezias at 12 and at 12:05 I finish the second half of kezias, then I'm considered to have eaten a kezias. So there's a shear of time where I could be mitzdaref what I ate to a full shear. Right? That's a chazilitz derufi. But the Rambam holds that what's the shear of tziruf in zman for an isser of mashkin, for an isser of drinking, it's kedei shesias revius. There's no longer time than the drinking of the revius itself. Okay? The normal time to drink a revius. So Rav Kivi Eger asks like this. Let's say I have an isser mashkin. Yayin, let's say. Okay? Ready? And let's say it's less than the kezias. Less than a revius. Half a revius. But I mix it with heter, with another half a revius of heter. And I drink the whole thing down. It's impossible to be mitzaref more to the shir, because the zman of tziruf already ended. Would that be an isser of chazilitz derufi? Would that be an isser of chatzi shir, according to Rabbi Yochanan? And he says he doesn't know. But what is he probing? What is he probing? Well, is it a Shema Yavo? Is it a Shema Yavo? Or is this expressing a certain concept of why less than the shear is awesome?
What does the second point mean?
That's the harder part, right? I mean, chazilitz derufi is not practically speaking. It doesn't mean it's usher because you may finish this year, but it's saying because it is something as a substance which could have a shear, right? I mean, as half a kezias and theoretically could half a revius in theory could be part of a full revius. It's true in this particular configuration. It's not going to work out, but it doesn't change the quality. Intrinsic in the chatzi revius. But you're right. Without giving you a svara for it, it's hard to understand what that would be exactly. So what do you guys say? What's the basic idea? Okay, well, we don't need to worry necessarily right now about Rav Kivi's question. What was your basic intuition on Chazi Litzruvi? Right. See, so take a look at Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is trying to answer this problem. What is he saying? He says, "Kev and the chazu it's the rufi, achila karina be."
Exactly. I always thought that was different from that.
And Reish Lakish says, "No, it says achila, and it's not."
I think he's not saying that.
That's not the story. Let me give you one quick possibility here. Another possibility. Anybody else? No. So, what do we mean by, what do we mean to say that the, so what is the Isser?
Yeah.
Achila, go ahead. All right, so let's go back to what we were saying originally. We were saying that a riboy includes something that's close to the thing itself. Right? A riboy is coming to include something that's close to the thing itself. Similar to like a klal prat, you know, prat klal. So you have it includes more that's similar to it. So what is the thing? What's the thing itself? So the thing itself is achila, and achila is a certain kind of an involvement of the gavra, right? There's a certain shear that we say a person is involved in eating as opposed to something smaller than eating. Okay. Yeah. And Torah is only proscribing achila. That's the onesh. And that's the iser. Okay. But Reish Lakish, what Rabbi Yochanan says is like this. He says, what's the call? What's the riboy now? What's the riboy now? So he's saying the Isser of Chelev has two components to it, right? In other words, the Isser of Chelev is Achila. Achila is a certain kind of an involvement of the Gavra. But what is the involvement built upon? What creates the qualitative shear of Achila? It's built by a certain quantitative element of the Maisa. Now, as a person takes the nibble, you don't say he has accomplished achila, right? But when he nibbles continuously within the shear of kedei achilas pras, so now we'll say that the actions of ingesting have resulted in a new quality of achila. So Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, possibly is saying like this. Torah says, achila, by the onesh. So that is the idea of the Isser itself. The qualitative involvement of the gavra. And it makes sense that for onesh, it's going to go by that for sure. Because it's the way he's relating to the entity. He is an ochel chelev. So to be, in terms of the gavra, he's not relating to the cheftza in the same way when he takes a nibble or when he gains a quality of achila. Okay, it's a different type of a use of the object. So the onesh is in the full expression. But he holds as an idea of kol. That the riboy is saying, not only is the qualitative maisa part of the azhara, but even the quantitative maisa that the quality is built upon is included is also usher from the riboy. The Riboy is saying, the Isser is not only at the point of the Onesh, where the Gavra has engaged the Chefza as an Ochel, that's only at the end, that's only when he concludes, but to do the Maisa, the unqualified Maisa itself, that's roy, that's chazir litzderufi to other unqualified maises, to make the qualified maisa itself, that's also included. That's also aser midin riboy. But it's not the iser chelev. It's not the iser of achilas chelev, because by definition, achila is only the qualitative event. It's only the qualitative idea. It's a different kind of an iser that Even that which the Isser is built upon comes under, is also considered a Maisa Isser. Exactly how, we have to think about that. That's still a little, what does he mean by Isser Ba'alma? What does he mean by Isser Ba'alma? See, I'm not really sure. And by the way, this explains one thing. This explains what the difference between kol machmetzes and kol chelev is. What's the difference between kol machmetzes and kol chelev? I think, because you have to look at the nature of the riboy to understand whether it's simply expanding the category that's existent, or attaching a secondary kind of an idea. When it's the kol machmetzes is telling you that there's another chimutz that's also included, right? But it's also included, and there's no reason to say that it's any less it also falls under the iser of chametz. So if you eat the other chametz, you'll also get malchus for eating chametz. You're not going to get the Onesh Kares, because there's no Riboy for the Onesh, but in terms of the Malkus, there's a Riboy. In terms of the description of the Isser itself, there is a Riboy. But this Riboy can't be a redefinition of the Isser, because by definition it's telling you that there's something else that, although is not the Isser, because it is the foundation of the Isser, also is usher in a secondary way. But by definition, it's in a secondary way, because that's the nature of this riboy.
And the foundation is what again?
The foundation is just the quantitative consumption. When the person takes the first bite, he hasn't done achila. How does he get to achila? By a lot of little bites. So that presents a somewhat of a question. So if each little bite is not achila, how do you add up all those little bites? Where do they do achila? So it means to say that there's a qualitative idea of achila that is built upon a certain quantity of the maisa achila. There's the involvement of the gavra in achila that's built upon a certain amount of quantity. So the definition of the maisa, the definition of the iser itself is achila. But it comes through the unqualified maisa. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel means. This is also must be part of the process of achila. He must also call this at least some sort of an achila. See, but I don't know if he's saying, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure if he's saying that chazir litzderufi is a general iser, or if he's saying every macholos asuros, just like kol, is only by chelev, but we apply it to all macholos asuros, it means to say every case of macholos asuros also has this secondary isur. I mean, that would be the nafkmin if you apply it to other isurim in the Torah. If you're going to say it's just telling you a general concept that whenever there's a qualitative isur, that's built up in a quantitative fashion, that the quantitative is also usher, then it would be then every single thing. You can't, if you write one os, you'd be over chazil, you'd be over isur chatzishir. But if you're learning that the drasha of kol chelev is like a binyan av to all other machals asuros, then you don't get the this iser applied to other cases. I have to look into it. I saw Kafach, you know, in his derech is you know, he's very things are very, he's very definite about things, you know. He's like adamant about things. I just saw in passing, he's adamant that the Rambam holds Chatzi Shir is only by Malchus Asuros. Right. Oh, and then I would say for Rabbi Akiva Eger's question, he'd be Asur. Because it's not saying that you're going to come to do, it has nothing to do with really being, it's saying even the quantitative element is Asur. Of course, not the same way as the qualitative involvement, but the quantitative also, I think I'm sort of just maybe putting what you know, your concept into a different, I mean, like you're saying. But I think you need something like you're saying to give it a little bit of a. But what it would mean to say philosophically is, philosophically speaking, what it means to say is that the real iser, there's, when Torah says chelev is aser, it means a certain be'achila, that's a certain, it's saying that chelev, that there's an iser of being, of engaging in chelev in a certain derech. The iser, as it's counted in the in Taryag, is only chal on the full expression of that. But the concept even applies, there is a concept that applies to the to that which the ultimate relationship is built upon. I mean, the achila is really just a stronger relationship to the chefts of Pitoras Machos Asuros than to Ima is. The Torah is the formulation of the mitzvah is expressed in the full tziruf, and that's the onesh too. But that doesn't mean that it's simply the maisa achila per se. That doesn't mean that it's achila, the qualitative achila per se that's asr. It means to say the derech achila is asr. The tziruf of achila is asr. But the tziruf of achila to the cheftza, it begins when you start the process itself. In other words, Reish Lakish's argument is the Torah doesn't say, don't do te'ima. Right? So the only iser is achila per se. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that's true if you look at things just in terms of maisa. And you say, well, which action did the Torah aser? It asered achila. Achila is only, you only call it achila when it's reached a certain shear. Anything less is not called achila. So it's not what the Torah asered. That's Reish Lakish's argument. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, even when the Torah says achila, it's setting up, like you're saying, a certain, it's setting this cheftza into a certain category of ma'acholos asuros.
So would you say you're eating achila on your first nibble?
I would say you are engaged in the maisa that is. I'd say you're starting the relationship of achila to the chafetz. Now, the point I'm trying to make is, you're not related. You haven't yet related to it as a
Issa of the Torah. Issa of Chafta.
Let's see if we can put it a little better.
Yeah, also.
No, what I'm saying is like this. In terms of Maisa, right? So there's a qualitative difference between Achila and Te'ima. Just like there's a qualitative difference between writing two letters and writing one letter. You haven't broken a certain qualitative barrier until you get to the state of achila, to the shear of achila. So if we just look at it maisa wise, purely maisa wise, So I'll say, well, te'ima is not a chila. That's the end of the story. Okay? But if we say like this, that via achila, you're bringing the food, you're bringing chalev into the realm of ochlin in the fullest form, then te'ima is like a reduced level of bringing it into the realm of ochlin. In terms of relationship to the gavra, in the framework of food, achila is the full expression of bringing it into that state, of bring, is the full expression of defining it as an ochel, but te'ima only partakes of it. Because you don't start doing achila, you don't start doing te'ima to things that are not ultimately part of achila. So if you look at it in terms of what it comes down to is what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are really arguing about the nature of Isser. Reish Lakish is saying Isser is formulated in terms of Maisa and defined in terms of Maisa. And it's limited by Maisa. And if it's not the Maisa, it's not the Isser. That's the end of the story. Reish Lakish is saying, no, the Isser is indicating, Isser is saying, don't produce something over here. Don't produce foods. Don't bring chelev into the category of a food. Right. So in that sense, I could that means to say that it shouldn't be regarded as a food. Lo sochil, you can't even lo sochlem. You can't feed it to somebody. It's also an iser to feed it to a kid, even though the kid is not chayiv in mitzvos. There's a separate iser to feed iser to a kid, because it's like bringing it into the realm of achila. So therefore, in that sense, you can say that the te'ima hasn't yet fully brought it into the full-fledged realm of achila. It's not a full-fledged form of bringing it into this category of food, but it is. It does partake of that quality a little bit. In terms of Maisa, you can't say things like that. You don't say that the Maisa Te'ima partakes of the quality. No, it's a completely different Maisa. But in terms of saying that the Isurim in the Torah really are formulated around how we should regard certain objects and the relationship that we should have to them, then the very process of Achila does partake of admitting this thing into the realm of Achila to some degree.
Really, this is that's the way of involvement.
Right. No, that was like this. That Rabbi Yochanan is saying the Isurim as they're formulated b'maisa, they codify the lav itself and set up a certain reality about the thing. You're only going to be over Malkus when you violate the maisa itself. But you're over an Isser when you violate what the lav, the idea that the lav is bringing in. The idea that this lav is bringing in is that chelev is not something that should be regarded in the category of food. A nibble is a kind of a food. A nibble is a kind of a relationship. It's not the one that the Torah defined, so you're not going to get malchus, but it is an Isser, sort of like undermining a certain reality. And this is, I think, what you were saying, right? Of the Torah. So then I would say it's not just a general, well, whatever, we'll leave that question. Right, why don't you get Malkus for Koi, according to the way we're saying? So the Rambam says the Koi is a suffix. That's the Rambam says. That's what this Gemara talks about. What is the definition of Koi? Is it a suffix or is it a Minbifnei Atzmo? If it's a min b'fnei atzmo, then the mastavi should get malchus, because the Torah is being marred by that min. You don't get kareis, because there's no kol by the kareis. I understand that. But if it's a suffik, then it's a funny limud. That's what the Gemara says. Why do you need a pasuk? When do you have a pasuk to tell you what to do in the suffik? That's what we want to get into next. So the Tosis talks about that. Can you have a pasuk to can you have a riboy on a suffik? Or does that not make any sense? Because this Gemara says, you don't have a pasuk on a suffix. Because like Rashi says, Kame Shmaya, there's no suffix. The other thing is, Tosas says there are a lot of Gemaras that do include a suffix. Like Androgynous is included, or the Gemara says if you're counting your sheep for Miser, and then you lose track, you Pater, based on the Pasuk. So you see, Tosas says, oh, that's a suffix. So that's the question. Which Svekos can the Torah talk about, and which Svekos can't the Torah talk about? We'll have to see. After we do that, we'll have to see what we can figure out about the koi. But the Ram doesn't call it a min b'fnei atzmo. He calls it a suffix.